Previously on Paws and Tails,
my kingdom consisted entirely of criminals, murderers, and deserters.
I am Dr. Labok. May I take a look at your wound?
How do I know that you...
You are in great pain, aren't you?
It's sucking the life out of me.
Are you fighting it?
I'm fighting everything all the time.
There is something very special about you.
Smit? Is that your first name?
No, Cayenne Smit.
Really? Pretty spicy name.
That's why I go by Smit.
Sorry.
You are accused of physically attacking the person of the Ministry of Finance, Madam Squeen.
I did punch her in the eye, I admit that, but only after she cheated me out of my land. She lied, and then she stole everything I own.
You have been convicted, and I condemn you to your punishment.
Which is?
They are going to kill me.
Smit, the shoemaker. As king of Shadow Valley, I pardon you.
Sire!
And I fine Minister Squeen all of her lands and possessions.
I knew without a doubt that I had made the six most powerful animals in Shadow Valley my personal and mortal enemies.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
You, sir, will use this act of mercy to some greater good. You will help others with your new wealth.
I don't know what to say, sire.
Tell Cayenne to come visit me soon.
I will, sire. Thank you, sire.
Hail Goliath, the king of Shadow Valley!
Sire, Minister Vitten, we need to get you out of here and in a secure room. This could easily get out of hand. I need all of the officials of the court to follow me. Now.
What kind of king would set me free? This guilty man, how can it be? What kind of king would hear my plea and have mercy on someone like me? I don't deserve what I got. I've done things I should not.
Yeah, and you never thought that you ever would get caught.
He could have thrown me in the dungeon
and fled off with your head.
Thrown me to the lions.
Yeah, you'd be pushing up dandelions.
But he gave me worlds of riches instead. What kind of king would set me free? Is there a trick that's up his sleeve? What kind of king shows sympathy and has mercy on someone like me?
Would he have shown me mercy if I bopped someone in the nose?
Or if I'd run my buggy across somebody's toes?
Now we can do just what we please, cause he'll just set us loose. So shut the book, we're off the hook.
Since he won't cook our goose.
Stop! Don't you understand this gift is not a right? This powerful and mighty king has given me new life. I don't know why he was gracious when he had so much to lose. What king would stand in a shoemaker's shoes? Could there be a God in heaven looking down from above? One who forgave me, decided to save me. by giving me something I'm unworthy of. All through this king and his great act of love. What kind of king would set me free and take away my penalty? This kind of man I want to be. On someone like me, this kind of king.
It's gonna be a thing-a-way.
He set me free.
Who would do such a thing?
He changed my
He's
life, my destiny. This kind of
all
man, yes, I will be. Like the king who had mercy.
I knew without a doubt they would try to kill me that night. Even still, for the first time since I'd come to that awful place, I felt peace inside. Even over the pain of my wound, my soul had rest. I thought about the tower. I thought about the swarming of my subjects on Wild Mountain, and I knew what I needed to do. Putting on a long black cloak, I took a lantern full of fuel to the tower's base. God, I know you're there. I just hope you'll listen to a prayer from the King of Sinners. Let this burn. Let this burn to the ground.
Hey! What are you doing there?
He set the tower on fire!
The tower's on fire!
Is it the tower?
I turned to run into the shadows. Before I took two steps, I was looking into the angry faces of my subjects.
You just set fire to our only hope of getting out of here. Kill him!
Kill him!
They jumped me. I couldn't defend myself, and I couldn't get room to fight back. I was sure it was over, but then, all those years of fighting, all of that anger and rage welled up inside of me. Roar! I felt a new strength come to me. I rose up and I tossed them off like they were rag dolls. And then I ran for my life into the back alleys.
He's getting away!
God, I need you now. Mercy. I beg for mercy. I ran aimlessly through the streets and alleys. I fell into a dark spot behind a pile of trash to catch my breath. I was a mess. I was bleeding from everywhere. I was having trouble breathing, and I was exhausted.
Now, don't go away. There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Paws and Tails presents Songs from Wildwood 2 and 3.
I feel the wind blow. We're going the direction God is asking us to go.
We're a fish.
Just a fish, a little fish.
You know you'd be in school.
So tell it like it is, and you can leave the rest up to the Lord.
Some of your favorite Paws and Tails songs now on CD. Available now at pawsandtails.org.
Was at the end of myself. I had no strength, no place to escape to, and I was hiding from my life behind a stinking pile of garbage. God, I'm done. I'm helpless. I'm sorry. I looked up across the street and saw a small, unassuming sign. Dr. Lobbock. I was hiding across the street from the home of Dr. Lobbock.
Coming! Just a minute!
Sire?
I could use some help.
Come in, come in. Heaven help us all.
Daddy, what is it? Oh, my goodness.
There's certainly no moving him. We'll have to treat him right here. Get my bag.
Daddy, that's the king.
Yes, it is. My bag. Hurry.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Will we survive the night? Everyone wants him dead, and he shows up here. Oh, my.
Oh, Goliath, my king, can you hear me?
I'm sorry to have come here.
No, it's quite all right.
It's over.
Oh, I think you'll be just fine.
I don't care. I'm done. I've brought this on myself. I've turned my back on God.
Yes, yes, you have. But I'm quite sure you're not finished yet. God brought you here for a reason.
I'm the king of sinners. He brought me here for punishment.
Or perhaps he brought you here to save your soul.
What?
You are not the king of sinners. That is a lie you have told yourself.
You don't know what I've done.
It doesn't matter how much or how badly you've sinned. Jesus Christ, you see, is the king over sin. He holds the keys and he can set you free. I am a disciple of Christ. I have been caring for wounds, but I have also been hoping and praying to care for the souls of my patients as well.
Isn't that dangerous?
Very dangerous. He won't listen to me, though. Won't listen to anyone.
Are there others?
Yes, some. Our souls are saved. We can walk out. Some have. The rest of us stay because we are needed. But now it's you. What do you want from God?
I don't know. I want out of here. I want forgiveness, I suppose. I want mercy.
God has heard our prayers.
I never would have thought.
What?
We've been praying that you would feel the need for forgiveness.
We prayed those exact words.
So now what? How do I get him to forgive me?
Now, this may be the biggest shock for you ever.
Okay. Go.
Well, you simply ask him to forgive you. That's all. He has always wanted to forgive you. He was always ready. It's you that wasn't willing.
He dressed my wounds. Miss Lobbock fed me soup. And they told me about God's love for me. They told me about how there are many things that Christ wants to save me from. Hell, certainly, but also from my pride and anger, and any number of other things. So how do all of these things, these sins of mine, how do they suddenly not mean anything?
They mean a great deal. They must be paid for.
Okay, that I can deal with. What do I have to do?
The price has already been paid. That is why Christ died. If the price wasn't paid, you would be stuck. We all would.
Then what do I do?
Believe in Christ. Believe in him and devote yourself to becoming like him.
It was more than I could soak in at first. He already did it. He died for me. It was so uncomplicated. But I knew it was true. Even Ava knew it was true. She was too crazy to call out to God. I determined I would not end up like her. God, forgive me. I'm the king of sinners. I want to follow you, to become like you. Whatever happens, help me to want to follow you.
Oh no!
Who is it?
It's Sheila. Let me in.
Come in. Quickly.
What's going on here? It's him!
Keep your voice down.
That's why I came. They're searching every house. If they find him here, you will all be killed.
I'm going. Where can I hide?
You are not going to hide. You are going to leave.
I can't.
You need to leave the valley or you will not survive the night.
How?
You go through the labyrinth.
I'll die.
You won't. Now you are saved. You are not a prisoner here any longer. I had a dream. It's hard to explain. You will get through. You will survive, and you will not survive somehow. You'll make it through if you go in humbly. You have to trust me, and, well, there is no other choice anyway.
What about you? What about the others? Who? What about the children?
I am supposed to stay here and do what I can. If you do not go now, you will be discovered, and you will be killed. You are not the one to lead us from this dark place, but you are the one to find the one.
The one?
The one who will come and lead us out to freedom.
Ugh. The pain is worse than ever. Can you do something for it?
No. That wound cannot be healed by a doctor, and it won't heal by itself. The only thing that will heal that kind of wound is a group of Christ's disciples. Without them, you will always have that wound.
They are coming down the street.
Is there a back door?
There is better than that. I have a tunnel that goes to the woods. You'll have to crawl. It was made for those much smaller than you.
You have a tunnel?
We disciples have a few tricks of our own.
Thank you. How can I...
Find the one who will release us and prepare him for the task. That's how. Go!
I crawled through the tunnel as best I could. I ran through the woods. It took longer than I thought. But finally I found myself staring into the mouth of the labyrinth. You've got to be kidding. It's a lie. I can get through if I go in humbly.
There! Someone's at the labyrinth!
It's him! I knew the fool would end up here. Get him! Get him!
Monsters? Madam Squeen. Monsters.
It's too late. He's gone in.
I don't care if he's gone in. Go in after him.
He's done for. He'll die in there.
I want him to die here. Go in and get him.
Why are we listening to her anyway? She's no longer the Minister of Finance.
Don't provoke me, you little...
That's right. She's poor as a stone now. She can't hurt us.
You insect. You haven't the imagination for the things I will do to you.
Ready! Aim!
Put your weapons down!
Fire!
Ah!
Okay. I can't go back. But how do I go forward? God, I've asked you to save my soul. Now, I'm asking you to save the rest of me. Help me to get out of here.
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Hi, this is Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tails, which is a children's audio series produced by Insight for Living. Paws and Tails is packed full of talking animals, grand adventure, music, and a whole lot of fun. The best part is all of this is going on while we teach your kids about the love of God. Join us at pawsandtails.org for another exciting episode of Paws and Tails today.
I stood there in the labyrinth, looking at a fork in the path. I had no idea which way to go. If I made the wrong choice, I could be lost forever. I had always done everything myself. I was the mighty Goliath. But here, I was confused, scared, and wounded. I later realized I absolutely needed to be confused, scared, and wounded before I would allow myself to be saved.
Goliath.
Then I heard my name. It was coming from the path on my left. I wasn't sure if the voice was calling to help me or destroy me. I was just as confused and twice as scared.
Chuck.
Then I heard another voice from the path on the right. Now I was twice as confused, but not as scared as before.
Chuck.
The small voice called me by my name, my real name. No one in this place had ever heard my real name. I realized that the other voice was calling me by the name of my pride. Something out there was calling to my pride. And something else was calling to who I really was. Who I was intended to be.
Goliath.
I followed the small, true voice. Please, God. I stumbled on, one step after another.
Let me hear you.
That small voice called me on.
Get me out of here.
The pain from my wound was growing with each step. I have no idea how long I was walking. I did know I was at the end. I was beyond the end. I looked up, and I was out. I was walking in a meadow. I guess I'd been there for some time, but I didn't even know it. A small voice had led me out of Shadow Valley. I fell to my knees.
Thank you, Father. I didn't deserve it. Thank you for saving me again. But I can't go on. I need help. I need help! Help!
The next thing I knew, I was in a wagon, and it was really moving.
Daddy, he's awake!
Oh! How is he?
I don't think he can take this anymore.
Oh, well, it's another 10 miles to town.
He'll never make it. He's burning up with fever.
Well, the fever is from the infection. Well, we're going to have to stop the infection, or he'll die here in the wagon.
What are we going to do?
Well, let's set up camp here for the night. I've only done this once before.
Done what?
Well, I have to cut into that wound and clean it out.
Are you sure?
Please, help me, mister.
Now hold on, son. Hold him down.
Are you kidding? Look at him. If he wants to move, he's gonna move.
Now help me out here, son.
What happened to him?
To who?
The one you did this to before.
Oh, I buried him.
Daddy, why would you tell him that?
Well, I buried him 12 years later. He died from old age.
Go ahead, mister.
Here, now bite on this. Well, thank God.
Is he going to make it?
I don't know, hon. It's bad. I'm going to need bandages, and we're going to need something to feed this fellow when he wakes up. Where are we?
Dad!
Hey there, son. We made it. We're in Wildwood.
You should see what we got out of you.
What?
A piece of stone, son. I dug a dirty, sharp piece of stone out of your wound. That's what was making you so sick.
How did it get in there?
Here he is. Doc, I got one for you. I think you're gonna be just fine.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Pastor Flint, and this here's my daughter, Cindy.
Thanks. I knew right then that I would make it. And I knew I would never be the same again. My healing had begun.
What's your name, son?
I am. My name is Chuck.
Good to know you, Chuck. Now just lay back and we'll get about 20 guys to help move you into Doc's office. I'm going to need some help here. Roman? Hey, Roberts? You fellas, come here.
To order a copy of the Goliath Collection, Goliath, King of Shadow Valley, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Shadow Valley, Part 3, was written and directed by David Carl. The song, What Kind of King, was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production. Next time, a very special Paws and Tails.
The barn! The barn has collapsed!
Everything I touch, I ruin!
Chuck, why can't you see what I see?
Help me! I need help! The bandits have taken all of the children from my village! I need your help!
Don't miss this very special episode of Paws and Tails.